North Korea is promising a Christmas surprise if the U.S. does not provide relief from sanctions. With the holiday just days away and no sign of a diplomatic breakthrough, NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has more on what that surprise might be.
North Korea doesn't really do Christmas cards, but if they did, they'd probably have a picture of the nation's leader, Kim Jong-un, riding a white horse through a snowy wilderness. In fact, North Korean state media released those exact images earlier this month, and the message was clear. Kim, frustrated with how things were going, was pondering a new direction.
The idea is that he's making this journey, you know, to commune with the universe in order to settle on his course.
Jeffrey Lewis is a professor at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies who tracks North Korea. He says that Kim is tired of 2 years of failed diplomacy with the U.S. and South Korea. North Korea wants sanctions relief, but the U.S. is pushing the North to give up its entire nuclear arsenal, something it's not willing to do. For a while, both sides ignored the gap in order to get good press and photo ops, but Lewis says that time has passed.
They just aren't able to paper over those differences any longer.
Now North Korean leadership is promising a Christmas gift for the Americans. There are a few possibilities. One would be the launch of a rocket carrying a satellite, but nothing's been seen at North Korea's space launch facility. Another would be an underground nuclear test, but the nation has closed its only known test site, which leaves option three, a test of a long-range ballistic missile. North Korea launched several such missiles in 2017.
The safe bet is an improved version of one of the missiles that we've already seen. But the thing that I worry about is a new, much longer-range solid propellant missile.
Solid propellant missiles are an advanced technology that only a few countries possess. They can be launched in a matter of minutes, and that makes them harder to take out in a preemptive strike, according to Ankit Panda, author of the upcoming book, Kim Jong-un and the Bomb.
So in a crisis, those missiles can be ready much faster than liquid propellant missiles, which have to be fueled, which can take, you know, a couple hours.
Panda says there's reason to worry, especially when looking at other shorter range tests recently conducted by the North.
Every single missile they've tested in 2019 so far has been a solid propellant missile.
Well, the exact kind of missile matters to the experts. What matters to everyone else may be whether there's a test at all. Trump has framed the lack of long-range missile tests by North Korea as a huge diplomatic win for his administration. He's spoken of love letters from Kim. Jeffrey Lewis says a test will burst the bubble, and that's not good.
Once Trump feels betrayed, he is going to double down on pressure. And the North Koreans think that the appropriate thing to do is respond in kind. And so we're going to have this incredibly tense situation. And even if no one wants it to break out into a war, the chance that something might go wrong is very real.
Both Lewis and Panda worry there could be a new North Korean crisis in the new year. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News, Washington.